the evolution of a business idea. This short meditation is to help you to understand whether any inspiration you have is something that's viable for you, that you can take to a satisfactory conclusion, but also it's going to help you understand where in the process of this idea you may be challenged or blocked. The idea behind tuning in to the chakras for your inspiration or these ideas is to either help you understand that it's okay to let it go, or that there may be something that you can do to move through that challenge or to clear that block. Okay, let's proceed. So just get yourself nice and quiet in a very quiet space where you're not going to be disturbed, and make sure that your devices are turned off. So the very first place that we're going to go, I'd like you to close your eyes and just take your thoughts now to your breathing. Take the breath in, take nice deep breaths, and take 5 nice deep breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in peace and calm. Breathing out stress and tension. Breathing in peace, love and calm. Letting that spread through your whole body. And on the out breath, releasing the stress, releasing the tension, just letting your muscles relax and your shoulders drop. Breathing in. Breathing in the peace, love and calm that surrounds you. Connecting to your body. Feel all of your body from the tips of your toes rising up to your shoulders, down to your arms, down your fingertips, to the top of your head. Breathing out, feeling yourself becoming more and more relaxed, releasing the stress and tension. Letting your muscles drop, shoulders drop, muscles relax, more and more relaxed, and one more breath. Breathing in all the peace, love and calm that surrounds you, and acknowledge how nice and peaceful you feel. And on the out breath, feeling yourself deeper and deeper and more relaxed. Letting that breath go, connected to your body, all of your muscles are relaxed. All of the outside noises have faded into the background, and your thoughts are just like feathers on the wind. Watch them flow in and out, but don't hang on to them, don't push them away. And let's begin the evolution of a business idea or inspirational idea. Taking your thoughts now to the crown chakra. Your idea or inspiration is first dropped into this chakra. Feel the inspiration. Does the idea have potential? Do you feel inspired by this idea, or that it has potential? If not, then let it be and let it drift off. Your inspiration will abort at this point. Once you accept the idea that it has potential, take your attention now as it drops into the brow or third eye chakra. Allow that idea to drop there. Visualize your idea. Are you able to see it? Are you able to visualize it? You will be able to visualize yourself doing this project. You will be able to visualize that you are successful. If you are unable to visualize your success, or if the project appears to be a fantasy, then this idea will abort at this chakra. If you are able to visualize your idea as being successful, and you can see yourself doing this project or idea, then it will begin to drop into the next chakra. Feel now, connect to your throat chakra, and as the idea makes its way into this chakra, here in this chakra, you will be able to talk about it. You will be able to write about it. And you will be able to discuss your idea with other people. And when you do, when you write it down, when you visualize yourself doing it, when you talk about it and discuss it with somebody else, outside of your inner dialogue, it will begin to make sense. At this point, you will know within yourself if this does make sense, and if it doesn't, then it is at this chakra that your idea will abort. If your idea does have merit and you are able to express it and articulate it to other people, your inspiration and idea will then drop into the heart chakra. Just allow your idea now to drop into the heart. Your heart is mission control. Your heart is where your idea or inspiration will truly come to life. Your heart will tell you whether you love it or not. And it is here that it is critical to understand if this idea or inspiration is worthy of moving forward. If you are not in love with your idea, if it doesn't make your heart grow and fall in love with it, then it is at this point that this idea or inspiration will abort. If you do find yourself getting excited or loving it and your heart expands and you know that it is something that you love and that you would love to do or to create, then this idea or inspiration will move to the solar plexus. Before we move on, I will explain to you briefly why this is important to know here, whether you love your idea or inspiration or not. When it becomes difficult, and there will be difficult times when you want to put it into action, if you do not love your idea, you will not have the energy or the power within to overcome obstacles. And that is why it's important at this juncture to understand whether you love this idea or not. Now let's move on. Moving the idea now into the solar plexus. It is here that you must physically do something to bring it to life. Ask yourself, realistically, do you have the materials, the knowledge, the connections, the talent to bring this all together and create something physical in the physical world? If you feel at any time that you do not, then your idea or inspiration may abort at this stage. There are some things I'd like you to consider. Number one, this idea may need to be shelved. Number two, this idea may never come to fruition and you will know. Or number three, there may be some things that you are ready to learn or to build or to seek out in order to create it within your physical world, and these would be your challenges. So at this point, you need to ask yourself, am I ready to move forward? Do I have everything that I need? And can I bring these things forward in my physical world? The answer is no. Consider those 3 points. If the idea is to be aborted, then so be it. If the idea is to be shelved, or there are more things to learn or build, then your idea or inspiration will be put on hold. If, however, you know that you have everything you need to move forward, then your idea and inspiration will drop into the sacral chakra. This chakra represents love and money, and also relationships. Within this chakra, you need to be able to attract people to your idea. Are you able to talk about one-on-one in a relationship way about your idea, be excited enough to inspire the person that you're talking to, and inspire them enough to either pay you some money or inspire them enough to want to join you with your idea? It is also at this chakra, with your business idea, with your inspiration, if it is to be something to make money from, Are you attracting enough people who are willing to pay or have the money to pay for your idea? It is at this point. Are you able to ask for money at this point? Do you feel confident enough? Do you have enough faith in your idea that you are able to form a relationship with a potential client or collaborator? If you find yourself stumbling at this point, there are some things to consider. Number one, your idea or inspiration may not be able to go ahead and it will abort. Number two, there will be some healing to consider around money or some learning or coaching around how to connect with people, to have that type of transactional relationship with somebody. And number three is to consider, you may love your idea, but how much faith do you have in your idea? If any of these points are a sticking point for you, as I said, you may abort the idea, or you may introduce some healing or some extra help to move you through to the next part. This would be your block or challenge. When you find yourself discussing with other people and they love your idea and they wish to come on board, then your idea and inspiration will move to the next chakra, the base chakra. Here, you begin to attract your following, your tribe. It is here that you are able to create your idea, build your idea, know that your idea or inspiration will work, you have faith in it. It is here that you are ready to birth it into the world, into the greater community. Here, you begin to attract your following or your tribe. How do you feel about that? That means letting your ideas go and allowing other people to make up their mind without your involvement, other than you talking about it in a greater capacity. That means building a following of people, attracting large groups. If you find yourself uncertain or troubled within this chakra, then here are some ideas, some points to consider. Number one, it is at this point that you may abort or stop your idea or inspiration. Fear of expressing yourself in the wider community may be so fearful that you don't want to go ahead. Number two point is that, again, you may need some help or coaching to move you through any fears, blocks or challenges around creating a following or a tribe. That may be coaching or mentoring from somebody, reaching out to find somebody to help you move through that, to heal that block. And this is the point to consider. If you cannot nurture or maintain your tribe at this point, your idea will not flourish and grow. It is at this point that it will evolve into something that is uniquely you as you release it into the greater or wider community. It becomes uniquely what you do and who you are. And when you've mastered that point, when you are comfortable with creating that community or tribe, then that idea will flourish and grow into something beautiful, and you can look back and love what you've created, because this becomes your gift to humanity or to the world. So there you have it. That's the anatomy of a business idea and the structures or places that you can find where you are blocked or challenged. There are a few points I want to go over before I sign off. And that is this. If you find yourself challenged at the crown chakra, that's the area of inspiration, just remember it might not be the right time, or consider that it might not be the right time. So write your idea down. If you're finding difficulty or challenges around the brow or third eye chakra, this is the area of potential. Maybe some of the parts haven't fallen into place yet. Some aspects may be missing. Again, write your idea down and those things that you know make sense, and then let it bubble away. If you find difficulty around the throat chakra, that's the concept area, I would recommend that you talk to somebody that you trust and just bounce that idea off. They may be able to see something where you're getting stuck. If you find yourself challenged or caught at the solar plexus, you may need some coaching. This is when it gets into the physical world. The coaching aspect would be ideal if you're having challenges around that. If you're getting stuck at the sacral chakra, mentoring would be the way to go. Having somebody walk you through the faith process or the understanding of your business model or your practice. If you find yourself stuck or caught at the base chakra, consider having an agent or a third party act on your behalf until you're comfortable with doing it yourself. As for the heart chakra, and I've said this within the meditation, within that evolution of a business idea meditation, the heart chakra, I believe, is the most critical. Because there are going to be times when you're going to get stuck, not know what to do. The hurdles may seem insurmountable or too many, overwhelming. Unless you absolutely love your idea, you will not stick with it and it will be abandoned. So consider that whenever you want to move forward on something. Really make sure that it's something that you love. And if you want to be successful, it will be. Anyway, I'll leave you with that. Thank you. Again, thank you for joining me. And my name is Vicky Haspels. And I'll sign off now with love.